Find it?
Well, I found what you wrote in the letter, so.
Let me just look at what you said there.
Oh, this is supposed to be for. Okay, yep, that's right. All right. Just bear with me, ladies, because this is only my second time doing this.
This is our first time, so.
All right. Are we ready, folks?
Mm-hmm.
I hereby call this hearing of the Zoning Board of Administration to order at 7:03 p.m. I'm going by my watch, not the clock. And I'd like if we could all please stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Okay. Now, I open by reading the warning. The warning reads, the notice of public hearing, Zoning Board of Adjustment, Town of Fairhaven, Vermont. The date and the time, Monday, November 3rd, 2025 at 7 p.m. The location is at the Fairhaven Municipal Building, 5 North Park Place, Fairhaven, Vermont, 05743. The purpose is for the application for a variance of dimensional requirements within the residential district. The description: the Zoning Board of Adjustment shall conduct a hearing for an application filed to replace a current home of 44 feet by 27 feet to a larger home of 68 feet by 28 feet with two porches requiring a variance of the front, rear, and side setbacks. The property is a 0.21-acre parcel located at 55 Academy Street, parcel ID 26-01-20. Copies of this application may be obtained from the Zoning Administrative Officer at the Fairhaven Municipal Building. So I've got a bunch of stuff that I've got to go over. Then we're going to have you guys explain what you want to do. And then everybody will be given the opportunity to ask questions. And then we'll send you guys on your way. When everybody's satisfied, we'll send you guys on your way. And we'll deliberate. And then you will be sent a letter with our decision. Okay, so I don't think I really need to, since it's only the you two nice ladies, I don't need to really go into, you know, please conduct yourself in a nice manner and, you know, don't be mean, rotten, and nasty and obnoxious and all that sort of stuff. I need to ask the members of the board if anybody feels that they are in conflict of interest or an ex parte regarding this application. Anybody? Good. I'm going to go over the definition of interested persons. There's nobody here, so I think I can skip that.
You could probably pass, since there's nobody else that needs to have that examination.
All right. I can pass that. Pass that. Okay, ladies, I need you to please step forward and take the following oath. Please repeat after me. I hereby swear.
I hereby swear.
That the evidence I give in this cause.
That the evidence I give in this cause.
Under consideration shall be the whole truth.
Under the consideration shall be the whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
Nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you. So we all have copies of the application you've already submitted. Do you have anything else to be submitted to the board?
No.
Okay. Then I guess it's just up to you guys to present what you want to do.
Go ahead. Oh boy.
just basically explain what is in the application.
So currently our home is a 44 feet by 27 foot home, and it's a manufactured home.
Yeah,
is that what I say. And in order to accommodate our needs and to, you know, make our home a better place for us to live, we would like it to be increased by size to a home that is 28 feet by 68 feet. We realize that we are going as bare minimum as we possibly could as far as the homes that we were able to find that would fit our situation, our mm-hmm. home situation, and our needs. However, it does cross that threshold of the setbacks on the north and south side of the house, so the two ends of the home. I can't remember, because it's been a while since I filled that out, so I don't remember the exact footage, but I know I think it was like 1.5 feet, maybe, mm-hmm. or 2 feet, somewhere around there. Thank you. So instead of 30 feet on each end, it would be 28.5 feet. So it's very close. It's the bare minimum that we possibly could find for us in order to get what we needed. And width-wise, it seems to be okay for the home,
okay.
for the new home. So like the setbacks from the sides at 20 feet, that's fine. But when we wanted to do this, the doors, they're right now, the door on our home is on the south side, so the end of the home near the street.
Mm-hmm.
If we got this new home, the doors would be on both sides.
Okay.
So we would need like a porch being put on this side for us to get in and out of the home. And we'd also need a porch on the opposite side to get in and out of the home.
Okay.
We would like to move our front porch that we have now,
mm-hmm.
which is 6 feet by 8 feet, to the west side of the home. And then we would like to put a new porch on the east side of the home that would be 6 feet by 20 feet. If we did that, the setbacks would be, again, you know, bare minimum, best we could. Because we feel like 6 feet, you know, that is a minimum width of a porch that we would need. I mean,
yeah.
if we went to 4 feet, that's very narrow for us to get in and out of the home. Like, very narrow.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it.
So if we did the 6 feet by 20 on the east side of the home, that would make it an 18-foot setback instead of the 20 that is required. And then on the west side of the home, if we moved the 6 foot by 8 foot porch that we have now over on that side, that would make it a 17-foot setback instead of the 20. So very close, you know, difference of a couple of feet. But that's what we would like to do. I think I covered it.
You did.
What's the backfill?
If you want to hold on
okay.
to it while you're going through things.
Okay, sure.
Members of the board, if you have any questions.
I feel like the sketch is very detailed and clear, you know, well
done.
And
it's not even to scale
yeah.
either, but
yeah.
it was,
but it,
I did my best to even make it look as if it was to scale, so, like, you know, it would look like it's rather proportional, you know. So it was tough, but I tried.
Yeah. Have you talked to your neighbors about it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they had no problems.
My neighbor's my sister.
Yeah.
One is a sister. Sister and her family. Mm-hmm. And then across the road is Dean, and he has no problem with it.
Yep. Very nice couple across the street.
I just have a couple admin notes about the application. Not a big deal, but just some corrections. So it says the new home is 28 by 68. And if you go down to where it says square footage of proposed additional ground level. Okay, so that's the... That next line, that is the square footage of the lot. Is that correct? Not the... You see what I'm looking at, Phil? Yeah, first page. So there's the description of all proposed work, and then the next paragraph would be square footage of proposed additional ground level area. So I'm just trying to figure out if that's the lot size, correct? Square footage of proposed additional ground level area?
I think that was their indication of the new home, the square footage.
Okay. So if the square footage, if I did the math right, 28, if someone has a calculator maybe or just wants to double check. But
the new house is 60% increase in square footage over the old house, but that still leaves them over 810 square feet to meet the max coverage limit, is what I understand.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's all within limits, but I just... 28 times 68, I got 1904.
I gave your corrected figures to the chairman so that you had it. Okay. Yeah.
Does that include the porches? Is that something that's included in that calculation?
No, only roof area, footprint of anything with the roof is involved with building coverage.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just want to add that the square footage on the application is incorrect. It's actually 1,904 square feet, but it's still within.
Just your math with the size.
No, yeah, that's okay. No, it's no big deal at all. I just for the record, wanted it correct.
Paul, I have a question.
Yeah.
So you're saying the new home square footage is 1,904, the new deck is still 168 square feet, so the total is off as well?
But I mean, do we count do we add the deck to the square footage?
Well, it is going to be additional square footage on the property, yes. Yep, even though it doesn't matter as far as building coverage with the decks, okay. It's just the roofed area and the footprint of the roofed area. It would all be corrected with your corrected figure.
So, yes, you are correct on that.
You want me to, if you give me the figures, I'll give you a total, if you'd like.
Okay, so you need the lot size as well, or?
No, you would need to correct that separately for them. In other words, what the board member, Mr. Jardine, noticed was that, excuse me, the tax map figure for the lot was actually rounded, so if you took the actual dimensions of your lot, it is a different figure. Again, it doesn't have an effect on your denial at all, but he just noticed those two things.
The 1904 plus the 168 is 2002.
That's the new deck with no room.
72. I have a calculator. We better use a calculator.
You want my phone?
Excuse me, 2072. 2072.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Right. So that would be that. Same.
That's what I get for doing it in my head.
That's not right.
Right.
So we all agree that the 28 by 68 new manufactured home is 1904 square feet.
That's based on my math.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Then the deck is.
168.
Is
that accurate? I didn't.
Is that both decks?
Well, the 6x20 would be...
Because the other deck is taken in.
I don't have my original there, so...
120 and 48, 168. That is correct.
Yeah.
It's both decks or one? I'm sorry, I missed
both.
That. Both. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, both.
Yes, 168. Okay.
And then you do the math.
So 1904 plus 168?
It's 2072.
Yep, 72. Yep.
I apologize.
It's no big deal at all.
I don't even know where I got the 1791 then. I'm like, maybe I did the 27 by 44 instead.
No, we just want to have it correct for the record, but it's no problem at all.
All right. I don't even know where get to my calculator on my phone. Okay.
And the lot size, Paul, did you want to just clarify that?
Well, I don't have those. Is it on that paper, Bill?
Yep.
Okay. So the lot size is 125 by 75, which would give us square footage of 9,375. I think in the application, I gotta find where that was, but didn't they use
0.21?
Yeah, they had used the 0.21 in the application.
Yeah, they used the...
And that was the figure, that I used, town's tax map that I normally use, so I didn't catch it either, that if there's a difference.
So if you convert acreage to square footage, you'd be converting 0.21 acres to square footage. You would get a different number than if you actually took the property dimensions, the boundaries of 125 by 75. But either way, the proposed manufactured home is still within the 30% of total square footage. So it's not a factor. Is that making any sense to anyone?
Mm-hmm.
They gained 325 square feet on their lot now.
How are you doing this math so quickly? Is this all you're not even using a calculator.
I wrote it all down before
you got
there.
All right. So, so just those two minor discrepancies. It doesn't change anything significant with the application.
Any other questions?
I
don't have any.
One thing for our finding of fact. In our zoning regulations, it says the board may grant a variance and render a decision in favor of the appellant only if all of the following facts are found in the affirmative. And the findings are specified in its written decision. So we should probably cover those, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I didn't even know they were
there. I would agree that's I was going to suggest that you go with the variance request, you would go through the state required questions that the applicant fills out.
Okay.
So would you like me to read those since I have them in front of me?
Absolutely.
Okay. There are four of them. Oh, thank you. Oh, sorry, five.
Can I interrupt, Paul?
Yes.
Can the applicant have a copy of their application to be able to answers?
No, this is the original.
That's the original application. I don't have the zoning board application.
Jenny, pass it on. I've got some notes on it, though, but it doesn't
matter. This is the same thing, though. She needs the original application that has her answers to the questions on it.
The application to the zoning board for a variance? Their original application. I can make a copy of it, but they should have one. Maybe
Jim might have it on his, would it be in that email?
It should be in the manila folder.
It's right there. Yep.
Oh, okay.
The questions are there.
A, B, C, D, and E?
Yep.
Okay.
So the zoning regulations read for number one, it says, there are unique physical circumstances, or conditions, including irregularity, narrowness, or shallowness of the lot size or shape.
Keep it going. There you go.
Oh.
There, you're good?
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'll start over for you guys. So,
sorry.
No, that's fine. So in order to grant a variance, these have to all be in the affirmative. And we have to kind of be able to articulate in our decision letter, what the circumstances are. There are unique physical circumstances or conditions, including irregularity, narrowness, or shallowness of a lot size or shape, or exceptional topographical or other physical conditions peculiar to the particular property, and that unnecessarily hardship is due to these conditions and not the circumstances or conditions generally created by the provisions of these regulations in the neighborhood or district in which the property is located. So I guess for that line, we'd have to articulate some type of irregularity or narrowness or odd shape of the property that, or something exceptional with the topography, rather than just say, oh, you just want a larger home, which is true, but I don't know, can you just read what you put for?
What your answer is?
We'll be able to figure this out. I'm just trying to...
We said, yes, our existing small lot size is 125 feet by 75 feet. We are unable to find a replacement home that would meet the setback requirements.
Okay.
And accommodate our needs as a family.
Okay.
Hey, can I add, they are an existing small lot. The lots at that part of Academy Street,
yeah,
many of them were subdivided to that small size.
So is that what's called a non-conforming lot?
Well, an existing small lot, yeah. I would say. It would not conform to the current zoning requirements to put a single-family home there. What did we end up with per square feet of the lot area, Paul?
That 125 by 75?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
9,375 square feet.
Okay. It would now, because of the state law that changed the allowance for a single-family home, but previously it would not. It would be under 10,000 square feet and be considered an existing small lot.
Okay.
But with a law change, there was statewide a reduction in the amount of square footage required for a single-family home on a parcel with municipal water and sewer. But I just want to make you aware that those parcels through there are all that 75 by 125. They're smaller than normal lots in town.
So you could say that's an unusual...
It is. They were subdivided before any requirements,
yeah,
and then homes constructed on them. So, yes.
You had raised your hand earlier, and I apologize. Deb was asking her questions.
Yep.
What did you want to...
Just the two things, that Paul make the corrections and the suggestion that you go through the variance questions with the applicant.
Okay.
And receive their answers to those.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I just wanted to see what development on a non-conforming lot of parts. Just wanted to see if there was something. Existing small lots. Any lot that is legally subdivided and is in individual and separate and non-affiliated ownership from surrounding properties and is in existence on the effective date of the regulations may be developed for the purpose permitted in the district in which it is located, even though non-conforming to minimum size requirements of the new bylaw. Okay. So, I'm good there. All right. So, the next question. Thank you for answering that for us. Because of these physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of these regulations, and that the authorization of the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Would you mind just reading what you have on there?
Yes, we could not find a home that would meet the setback requirements, as well as accommodate the needs of a bigger home for our family.
Okay. Number three. The unnecessary hardship has not been created by the appellant. Saying that right? Is it appellant?
No, we did not contribute to the unnecessary hardship in any way or create it. We have had this smaller lot size since moving in back in 2017.
Okay. So again, I think that comes back to the small lot size. So we can, I think, so far the size of the lot and then the unable to find a manufactured home of any dimensions that would satisfy the zoning requirements are the two big things I'm hearing so far. The next one, the variance, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district in which the property is located, substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of or development of adjacent property, reduce access to renewable energy resources, or be detrimental to public welfare. So you're replacing with an already manufactured home, right? This is just a different style, different size?
Yeah.
And aren't there other manufactured homes right in that area too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so if you'd please read that, sorry.
No, the replacement home will not alter or negatively affect the essential character of the neighborhood. The replacement home will not be a detriment to our neighbors, and the new porches will be of a normal size in proportion with the home size. Like, they're not going to be gigantic or anything. A new home will be a positive addition to the neighborhood. It's an improvement. Mm-hmm.
All right. The variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum that will afford relief and will represent the least deviation possible from these regulations and from the plan.
Yes, variances are at minimum of what we were able to get, only a couple feet in difference, 1.5 feet on both ends of required setbacks. Porches will be of regular feasible size, and at bare minimum, we met as close as we could to required setbacks.
All right. Was that it? If granting a variance, the board may impose conditions it deems necessary and appropriate under the circumstance to implement the purpose of these regulations in the municipal plan currently in effect.
There's one other, just about the flood hazard area, Paul. A question about whether it's located in the flood hazard area.
I highlighted that, but I didn't think because it isn't in the flood hazard area. I didn't
just know. as part of the state criteria.
Okay.
You would have on the record that.
Okay. While we're at it, renewable energy structures. Is there any factor with renewable energy structures in relation to this? Doesn't sound like.
Well, I would say for the applicants, just in support of it, if they get a new home, the energy requirements for the manufactured homes should meet the minimum standards for Vermont for the residential building energy standards code. So it should be a more energy efficient home than the old home as far as energy usage.
Yeah, this is in relation to renewable energy resource structures.
It's not going to interfere with somebody's solar field or wind generating or adversely affect any kind of energy generating source around them. Again, just trying to help you to answer these questions because I know it's a little confusing sometimes.
So this parcel is in a residential area. It is not this, correct?
Yes. And there is a solar field in a subdivided piece in the parcel next to them. But again, this would have no bearing on.
So no factor on the renewable energy structures, and then no factor on the of this being a variance within a flood hazard area.
Correct. It's the property's not located in any flood hazard area. Correct. Correct on both. That's a no on both.
All right, those are the only things I found in our regulations that would be significant to bring up.
Anybody else have any questions? Patrick?
Just on your decks you're going to have, any extra type of lighting or anything like that on the porches or reflecting or?
Nope, nothing that wouldn't probably come with the house anyway, right? Like, don't they usually have a light that comes
you
by the door?
You probably have an exterior light,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we don't have anything added.
Okay.
We don't plan on it, no.
Jen? Anything?
Nope.
Debbie, anything else? Paul?
Nothing.
I think I'm satisfied. So.
I was going to say, I'll give you that back.
Okay.
That would come back to me. That would, oh, that's it. Excuse
yeah,
me.
It's that one. Sorry. I had
which
two
was
over
going
here.
Where? Yes, we're good.
Bear with me. There's nobody else here. Do you guys have any questions for us?
I don't think so. We're set.
I will, at this time, entertain a motion from the board to adjourn the hearing and go into deliberation.
Actually, before we do that, I know on this application, you mentioned about your lender, that you had a deadline, and I'm just wondering as far as, like,
the
timing we have, like,
they've had a change in circumstances that they informed me of, and I'll let them speak to it. But I recommend it, even though they had a change in circumstances, that they continue with their application so that they would have the opportunity to still place a home that size there. So they had a change where, and again, if I speak incorrectly,
you are.
You tell me, where they had the seller change the cost of the home. To such an extent from what they had originally negotiated that they could no longer purchase from that seller what they planned on. Mm-hmm. So that stopped the loan process for them because it was no longer available at that cost.
Right.
So they no longer have that deadline, but they are hoping, in my discussion with them, to still be able to do a new home when they are able to find one that is affordable.
So the only reason I was asking is because I know what
our
time frame is,
right.
And then I was thinking, well, now how would that work if we...
It's more lenient now, so...
Like, say if we made a decision tonight, then the clerk would have to write it up, and how long would that take? You know, so that's why I was asking.
I understand, Devin, personally.
Right, so... Okay.
Okay, so I will entertain a motion to adjourn the hearing.
I'd like the motion that we adjourn the hearing.
Thank you very much, Jim. Do I have a second?
Second.
Patrick, thank you very much. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hearing adjourned. Ladies, thank you very much for coming out tonight.
Thank you.
Lovely, lovely weather.